Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of the Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests. And I want you to think of the Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using the last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Finn Melanson. Welcome to the last 10, Finn. Are you ready for this?
Born ready.
Born ready. Okay. Hey, let's give our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. You have 30 words or less. Go.
Finn Melanson, 32, based in Salt Lake City, Utah. I spread the gospel of the mountain ultra trail running scene.
All right. I can see you actually counting in your mind how many words you were using. That was pretty close.
I was pretending to look like I was counting.
You pulled it off. You fooled me. All right. Hey, let's get on with the last 10. Here we go. Question number one. What was the last adventure you took?
The last adventure I took was to the grocery store. I'm a big fan of walking into those things and trying to, again, destabilize my current taste and see if there's anything that we can bring home, because my wife and I, for better or worse, we get into routine. But yeah, sometimes I try to walk down them. I typically stay on the perimeters. And the last time I was there, because I had some time to kill, I was waiting for a pizza. This was Costco. I took the middle aisles and found some things that my wife might not want to see me bring home, like Reese's Pieces tortilla chips, but blew my mind away.
This is a bit like Alistair Humphreys, micro adventures. You don't have to have these grand, big adventures where you're rowing across the ocean or you're hiking across the continent. This is a micro adventure on an excursion to the grocery store. Love it.
It was awesome.
All right. Question number two. What was the last song you listened to?
The last song I listened to was about 20 minutes before this interview, and it was a live version of Danger Bird by Neil Young. I think his Zuma album is one of the most underappreciated albums of his artistic career.
Okay. Question number three, what was the last piece of advice you gave someone?
The last piece of advice I gave to someone was on a run today. And we talked in our other episode about how my name is the politician. Sometimes that does actually come out. And there was a person that joined us. His name's Aubrey, who is currently in Salt Lake City on a temporary visit. And I gave him advice on why he should stay in Salt Lake City permanently.
Okay. Question number four. When was the last time you were surprised?
The last time I was surprised was probably just a few seconds ago. These questions are really making me think reflectively and taking me out of my natural zone of comfort. Like I'm enjoying this. I need to do this. I need to do this more often. You're doing a great job.
I am a destabilizer. That's what I've been called. All right. Question number five. What was your last purchase?
My last purchase was a Costco pizza. So that grocery store thing I was telling you about, I went to Costco. And so we had my sister-in-law and brother-in-law in town. We went to Costco to pick up some Easter goods. We had an Easter dinner last weekend for those that celebrate. And we just decided to have lunch at Costco. And I don't know if this is like a loss leader type thing for them, but their little like cafeteria thing is so cheap. You can get a massive pizza for $10. You can get slices for $1. You can get these sundaes for $1. So we totally pigged out. And then it was their last night here last night. And I went back there. And after perusing the aisles looking for new stuff, I brought home a $10 like massive cheese pizza. And it was great. We played some chess, ate some pizza, and had a great time.
Now, Easter dinner, did you pick up their hot dog deal? Massive hot dog and a soft drink for $1.50? Talk about loss leader. That's got to be. They got to be losing money on that.
My brother-in-law is English. And for whatever, apparently, like the English have a fascination with Costco. And the one in Salt Lake City is the biggest one in the world. And so we went for that reason too. But he picked up the hot dog. I personally think the hot dog there is disgusting. So does my wife. But he chowed it down and said it was great. So I'll take his word for it.
What do they call it over there? A banger?
Yeah.
All right. Question number six. When was the last time you laughed really hard?
Oh my gosh. When was the last time I laughed really hard? There's this skit on SNL. I think it's Kristen Wiig, where she plays this Target greeter. And she has that line like, "Welcome to Target." And it's like a Midwestern thing. And that really cracked me up. There's also a show that I watch pretty frequently with my wife because we watch a ton of trash TV called Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Initially, I told myself I was watching because if you get beyond the shallowness of it, the way these producers, their grip, their mastery of storytelling and narrative arc and conflict is bar none incredible. But I also watch it for the other reasons too. It's just so fun to hear into that type of lifestyle. That show makes me laugh so much. And we typically will just like jump into bed, whatever, 9 p.m. and say we're just going to watch one episode. And it's four episodes later, it's midnight, and we're just having a blast. So that show just cracks me up.
That resonates. Guilty pleasure over here as well in the Doc household. Trash TV and just the storylines, like you say, and the conflict, really entertaining. All right. Question number seven. What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was Ben Franklin by Walter Isaacson. I've been on a pretty big Walter Isaacson kick. He obviously wrote the biographies about Steve Jobs and Elon Musk, which I read. The Ben Franklin one is so interesting because he was obviously a polymath, and you could almost break down his life into like discrete decades of varying interests and mastery. So I think in his 20s, he was like a small business owner. And then at one point he got into politics. Another moment, he got into all this like civic stuff and like created like the whole library system. Then he became like a diplomat. And then obviously he got into founding the US. So it was inspiring because it just made me realize if you want to just have these eras of your life, you totally can. It's not unprecedented, and you can still accomplish a lot. Like I think I was going through this whole moment in my life where I was like, the only good things come from like multi-decade commitment and the compound interest that comes from that. But then talk about destabilization, the whole Ben Franklin thing made me rethink like, no, you can string together like disparate career tracks and it will also be meaningful in a cool way. So just read that. That was great.
One of the benefits that Ben Franklin had was that he was unable to climb into bed and binge Real Housewives for hours on end. He did not have a lot of downtime.
Got so much done. It was just, what a life.
All right. Question number 8. What was the last meal you ate? It better not be Costco.
So I'm really nervous to say this because I know my wife is upstairs overhearing this, and we do like the cash method of purchasing and whatnot. And I used my credit card to stop at a gas station after a run, and I picked up a sprinkle donut and a coffee, and I ate that, and it was so good. And I know she's overhearing this right now, and I know that after this podcast closes up, she's going to walk down and we're going to have a talk.
Confessions on Hiker Trash Radio. Love it. Question number 9. What was the last thing you Googled?
The last thing I Googled was, we talked about my favorite book, Ecotopia, in the previous episode, and I needed to check the author's name, which is Ernest Kallenbach. So I Googled that. But before that, what did I Google? Chess moves. So I'm really into chess. I'm not good. I don't actually have a strategy. I can only think like 2 or 3 moves ahead right now. But I Googled local chess clubs because I want to start playing. My wife is interested. She actually beat me last night. We played, but I'm not sure she's going to be a regular competitor. So I need to look outward. And I actually found a couple local chess clubs in Salt Lake. So I think I'm going to go further down that rabbit hole later today.
Finn, you are a renaissance man. You're involved in a lot of different things. All right. Question number 10. Last question in the last 10, oddly enough. What was the last mistake you made?
The last mistake I made, I'm hoping it's not a mistake, but I ran 12 miles today at a fairly quick clip with a couple friends. And I did it because they're great friends and I really wanted to be a part of the conversation. But I just finished a 50-mile race 2 days ago, and I'm a big proponent of rest. And if you do something big, really honoring the recovery associated with it. And I don't know if I'm going to pay for this run. I feel good right now. Like, we're having a great time in this conversation, but yeah, we'll see. It could be a mistake in 3 days.
The sprinkle donut and the coffee will get you through. Don't worry. All right. Hey, that was fantastic. I feel like I know you a whole lot better. Hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So Finn, thank you very much for coming on The Last 10. If you want to hear more from Finn Melanson, be sure to listen in when his full episode goes live in just a couple of days this Friday. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.